This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station right here, Studio E, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, in addition, we want to thank everybody that's out there keeping America rolling along, namely our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers and men and the women that are out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Let's not forget about our DPS, our Publix, and our FedEx, and our UPS, and our great mail haulers that are out there hauling the mail from point A to point B. We've also got our Amazon drivers in the warehouse as well, and doing their great job delivering their products all over the countryside. And we've got, of course, the suicide jockeys with the gasoline and the diesel and the jet fuel that they're hauling to all places at this time of the night and morning, because that's what they do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're also on Parler over there. We're also on Getter. We're also on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captains America. That's Captains America. And, of course, our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out. And you just might see this contributor over there. He's got his own little slot over there where you can find him, and that would be Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
Thank you, Captain.
Yippee-i-yo, Kyle Patty. All righty. Thank you very much, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen everywhere. We appreciate that, and Kyle does too. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we always emphasize those two words in there, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we want to make sure that you understand that, and I'm sure the majority of you out there do. Well, Kyle, today is Tuesday, right?
That's right.
And on Tuesdays, we go to a special place, and here's this special person saying where we're going.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
Can't wait. Oh, boy, I'm glad I won't be late. What do you
That's
think?
Right.
What do you think?
That's
you,
right.
Are you going to show up today?
I would love to. I would absolutely love to. And but I know everybody's going to have a great time.
We keep picking on you because we keep telling you to bring the corporate jet. I know you'll find one eventually somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's get started here. Now, Congressman Jeff Van Drew, the convert Republican from New Jersey who was a Democrat a couple of years ago, hailed a GOP-led House Judicial Committee field hearing in New York City that will call on victims of Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's prosecutorial decisions. Now, he says, I know our chairman, Ohio GOP Representative Jim Jordan, as well as the rest of the committee, and we're going to ask the tough questions. Now, he said, not enough tough questions to date have hurt these people, underestimating and understanding that the people have gone through hell, either because family members or others have been close to what had cost them to lose their lives to begin with, or have been badly hurt or beaten. Now, this is because a bad district attorney and a bad special assistant have been running the show.
Well, that's right. Van Drew has not said said they haven't decided yet, basically, if they're going to call Alvin Bragg himself. But he did say this. He said the hearing's also going to call, quote, the people that this prosecutor, Bragg, and special assistant have made sure get right back on the street. And that's what's making New York so dangerous. He doesn't do his job, unquote. You know, Captain, it seems to me that Alvin Bragg seems to have, reduces these charges in many cases. But for Trump, he actually tried to do the opposite. He's trying to upcharge Donald Trump into something that doesn't really fly, only because it's all about getting Trump, and he ran on that, and so he's going to go out and say, I kept my campaign promise.
And you're surprised?
Not at all. Not in the very least.
They're not done either.
No, they're not. But certainly New York, you can take a look around, and certainly in Manhattan, and wonder what the heck is going on. Why aren't they prosecuting crime but spending all their time going after Donald Trump? Doesn't make New York safer, does it?
No, and I believe Donald Trump has to go back to New York today for that other trial with the state attorney general on fraud. I believe he has to go up there for that today. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I certainly hope you'll see us where we're going.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's
no matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
You bet. We're going to take it right away. Hey, have you ever had a little few extra money in your pocket and you've been wondering what you could spend it on that would make some sense? How about going over and checking out the MyPillow website? That's MyPillow.com. And while you're over there, keep in mind that you're going to see specials that you haven't seen before on things that you just didn't expect to see on sale. But sales prices that result anything from buy one, get one, that's buy one, get one for free, or save 30% on this, save 50% on that, 40% on that, 60% over here, 70% over there, 80 or 90% over here on discontinued things, and away you go. That's MyPillow.com. Now, that's only one of the Mike Lindell websites where you're going to save a bunch of money. There is another one, MyStore.com, which is where you can buy things for your home, predominantly, and bigger things, too. So there you go, MyPillow.com. The promo code will always be Captain. MyStore.com, the promo code will also always be Captain. And if you want to call them up, you can call them up at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com. Check them out. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, it's kind of hard to figure where all of this nonsensical stuff is coming from these days. You got to wonder who's running the insane asylum in the White House. Because every time you turn around, there's something else crazy going on. Have you noticed?
Yeah, it's a lot of crazy, yeah.
Now, America's long-run abortion debate has heated up as lawmakers, providers, and patients face a new battle and fresh uncertainty over access to the abortion drug Mifepristone.
Well, that's right. You know, it certainly brings back the overall debate about abortion. It's something I think, Captain, that is obviously not going to be settled very, very easily. In fact, it seems to have heated up. But it does seem to me that this particular issue is going to continue to be a bread and butter issue for the Democrats, for the liberal side of things, only because they know that it really does work. It does transcend political parties. There's no doubt about that. And so watch for them to continue to focus on this issue. I think that obviously when you have these different states that might ban the use of that pill, then you're going to see all kinds of activism. You'll hear all kinds of other lawsuits and so forth. So it's far from over.
Have you mailed a letter lately?
Sure.
What's it cost for the stamp?
Well, right now we actually have a postage machine, so it's 60 cents, I believe.
Guess what the new price is going up to soon.
What's that?
66 cents a stamp.
Wow.
Soon. So get ready, folks.
Well, that's right. You know, I think if I recall correctly, Captain, I don't think the USPS has ever really been able to be self-sufficient per se. And so, but costs keep going up, and I think people will actually send less letters on the whole, right? And so there's, at some point, we don't know what's going to happen to the Postal Service as it's presently constituted.
I know what should happen. They should allow someone like FedEx or UPS to take it over and run it for a profit.
Right. Well, that's a very, very interesting thing, because these kinds of services evolved out of the idea that you wanted to get something there. In fact, in the early days, right, FedEx's slogan was, when it absolutely positively has to be there overnight.
Yep.
Right? You're not going to call the Ghostbusters, you're going to call FedEx. Who are you going to call, right?
Yep.
But that filled a real market need.
Yes. Now, a congressman by the name of Rich McCormick from Georgia said yesterday that President Joe Biden is trying to blame Republicans after the White House released a report faulting former President Donald Trump's administration for Biden's own failures during his Afghanistan withdrawal. Here we go again, trying to lie his way out of something that was obvious, that we know was Biden's fault.
Well, sure. I mean, do they really expect us to believe, Captain, that the Afghan pullout went so terribly and was so entirely mismanaged by the Biden administration because Donald Trump didn't leave them specific instructions on how to do it? I mean, they can't have it both ways. Either Donald Trump is a crazy buffoon who doesn't understand anything, or he's some kind of logistical mastermind who deprived Joe Biden of his amazing wisdom in how to get out of Afghanistan. You know, again, you just can't have it both ways. This is standard operating procedure for this White House to simply blame the Trump administration for everything.
Well, he still thought that we had 300,000 security forces there, Afghani security forces, at the time that we pulled our troops out.
Right, right. This, and some of the testimony on Capitol Hill recently regarding the different failures and so forth is just unconscionable. There, you know, Captain, I mean, we couldn't list. I mean, let's even just really try to rack our brains. There's really nothing we can come up with. If we were trying to come up with some kind of amazing accomplishment for the Biden administration to run on, I don't think we could do it. And we watch this stuff really closely.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's just nothing. I mean, and they know that. See, this is the thing. They know that, and they can't run on anything that they've ever really done. So it's all about the blame game.
Right. And I'm talking to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics here, on a Tuesday. By the way, Kyle, the Pacific Deterrence Initiative has put the focus on Guam.
Very interesting. Very interesting indeed. When we talk about what's happening in the Pacific theater, basically, you don't know where this is all going because China, of course, continues to try to exert its dominance, or at least the dominance it wants to have.
Well, they're certainly doing that, and in the process, they're getting away with a lot of stuff. Simply by the fact that they can. We're not stopping them.
Right, and as memory serves, right, Guam is a U.S. territory.
Correct.
So you know, whatever influence they might have there, or any kind of effect that their operations have that would impact on Guam, certainly could be a point of contention between China and the United States.
Right. Well, as we know, Guam is going to be a stopping off point for our fleet, the last stop before it gets out into the South Pacific to take on any Chinese activity.
Right. Oh, absolutely. And they continue to build their Navy, Captain. And the thing is, and even Joe Biden has alluded to this before, but I don't think in a good way, but the thing is that when you have an authoritarian regime like the Chinese government, they can focus their resources, the material, they make a decision, and they go for it, and they're able to build up, they're able to do all this kind of stuff. And while we're over here arguing over comparatively very small things in the grand scheme, which leaves us open and vulnerable, and you know, our strength is in our ability to govern ourselves, but we have to make sure that we're watching very vigilantly to see what the communist Chinese government is doing next.
Well, we're getting involved. We're about to get ourselves involved in digging in for the long run for a long legal fight over these abortion pills that are out there.
Well, sure. Again, this is the bread and butter issue of the Democrat Party. They almost use it, I think, as like a smokescreen for every single other thing that they are failing at, that's going wrong right before our very eyes. But as soon as they turn the focus to abortion, they get people to vote for them. And we saw this happen in the midterms. There should have been a rout in the midterms, but there wasn't, and that's because they literally circled the wagons and they said, this is going to be our message.
Yes, they did. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming back right after this, the bottom of the hour break, on the Captain's America Third Watch. More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and yours truly, I Shall Return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. President Biden has signed a bill ending the national COVID emergency. The GOP-led resolution was opposed by most Democrats in the House, but the White House has said it would not veto the measure if it made it to Biden's desk. The White House wanted to wind down the national emergency on May 11th. The measure gives states the go-ahead to start winding it down now. An emotional Kentucky governor says he lost one of his closest friends in Monday's bank shooting.
Tommy Elliott helped me build my law career. Helped me become governor. gave me advice on being a good dad.
Andy Beshear asked everyone to send their love to the families affected. In all, 4 people were killed and 9 others wounded in the shooting. Police are confirming the gunman worked at the bank where the shooting happened. Reports indicate the shooter was live streaming his rampage inside that Louisville, Kentucky bank on social media throughout. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There are 3 words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate. Best I've ever worked with, they truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google AdvancedPodiatryAndWoundCare.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
You bet they are, and I was there yesterday over at my doctor's Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, and Dr. Khan took great care of me again. And thank goodness, you know, I found these people, and they found me, and they're doing a great job that they're doing because they're helping me. After some 20 years, it took me to find someone that could actually take care of the problem that I got. Now, guess what? You can find out, too, but you can find out a lot sooner than that. Now, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care specializes in all forms of podiatry, regardless of what the problem is that you have. And ladies, we know you have a lot of trouble with your feet and with your legs and whatnot. And if you want to go see a female podiatrist, you can find one right there at 38th and 66th at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. Their phone number is 727-896-4615. That's 727 896-4615. Give them a call. Set up an appointment. I'm telling you right now, you'd be glad you did. All right, back to the telephone lines and Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
I see we just had Jeff chime in.
I believe so. That's right. That's
I didn't
right.
really catch what he said, but good morning to him.
Yes, good morning, Jeff.
Maybe the wheels of fortune are shining upon him today.
Well, we hope so.
Goes along with the tires, right?
That's right.
All right. Well, let's take a look here at Governor Ron DeSantis, our governor here in Florida, because his name was brought up again yesterday. And while he has not officially announced a run for president in 2024, his fundraising numbers of $86 million would indicate that he will be at least in a debate.
Well, sure. And, of course, you know, he was reelected in a landslide, by the way. These kinds of things help to propel you into a presidential campaign if you so desire. There was actually a report, Captain, back in the middle of March from the New York Post, where it said that, according to sources, Governor DeSantis had confided to some people in private that he would want to or would be launching a presidential campaign. So, again, that's just according to sources. It's all unconfirmed. But certainly wherever you see Governor DeSantis being interviewed, the question typically follows, when are you running for president? And, of course, he deftly sidesteps that and goes on to something else because, obviously, he wants to make it a big announcement if that's what his desire is going to be. But he certainly is in the running.
Speaking of sources and speaking of announcements, there was something rather weird that came out of California yesterday, which is where your governor is located. And it's a pretty fair, clear assumption he's running for president, right?
I would, yes, absolutely. Yeah, he's definitely, he wants to run. He's waiting for Joe Biden to sort of admit it.
Wonder why he's chiding Ron DeSantis so much, who isn't running and hasn't even said that he was.
I think it's part and parcel of the typical Democrat strategy, and that is to go out and criticize everybody for doing the kinds of things that you're actually doing, but you want to criticize everybody else. And, you know, somehow it's, you know, what was it? That, was it Newsom was talking about it's the carry the new carry provision in Florida makes Ron DeSantis is afraid of the people, so he lets them carry guns or something. There's some weird thing like that.
Well,
yeah, but it's just Gavin Newsom is trying to make it look as though he's the protector of democracy or something like that.
Newsom is weird to begin with. That's number one. And number two, why anyone would want to listen to him based on his record is amazing.
Well, just look at what's happening in California, Captain. You have so many people that are leaving the state. People aren't moving into the state and to come here and because it's a great place to go. Now, mm-hmm. Now, that being said, you know, California is so beautiful. There's so many wonderful things about California. But what's happened is you have what's monoparty rule. And why this is important is that the Democrats want to take the monoparty system that exists now in California, where Republicans need not show up to the legislature if they don't really want to that day, but they want to take that and they want to bring it as a model to the rest of the country. Who better than Gavin Newsom to go out and talk incessantly about stuff the way he does and then be the nominee? I do think that this is what the Democrat Party elite ultimately are looking at this time. It could all change. But they might find somebody else. But Gavin Newsom seems to be the replacement Joe Biden.
What's going to happen with Kamala Harris?
Well, I don't know. Maybe we could start our own unsubstantiated rumor. I mean, maybe Gavin Newsom will let her stay on the ticket because, you know, she has nowhere else to go or something like that. I don't know. But certainly, Captain, she's not going to be any kind of a player in the Democrat primary. You know, she wasn't getting, what did she get, 1% or 2% of the vote when she dropped out
right.
the first time during the original primaries? She's not a vote getter. We know that, so she's not going to win anything.
So If she stays in, she stays in because Newsom lets her?
Well, yeah, that's right. That's what I'm saying. Oh, we'll start our unsubstantiated rumor here. But I can't imagine, Captain, that that she would be part of this process any longer. She could have been. I think, and this is the downfall of Kamala Harris. Had she taken the bull by the horns, as it were, and gotten in there and done something with these impossible jobs that Biden gave her, go do the border thing, or go do this, or go do that. And she would, if she had just made some real impacts, she would be in a much better position right now. But all she did was sort of laugh her way through all this stuff and look like a lightweight, and that's where she is now. That's exactly where she is. There's no coming back from that.
Well, speaking of lightweights, Ukraine has had to modify their military strategy after a data leak. Now, it's widely assumed that that data leak came from the Russians.
That's right. A lot of it has fictitious information, as from what we can tell. Exactly right. But certainly, and some of it is designed, of course, to make it appear that Ukraine can't keep going or that it shouldn't keep going. And, so yeah, I'm sure that now they may have some idea of where Russia's, stands with them. They may have to make some radical adjustments, right?
Well, I hope not.
Well, exactly. I mean, this is a really big deal. A mistake could be made at any moment. I'm not trying to be inflammatory or sensationalistic, but a mistake could be made at any moment in this war, and we would be at war. That's no joke. And I'll just do a Bidenism right there. No joke. You know, because it is a very serious matter. But is Biden approaching it with the seriousness that it deserves? I don't know. He's out there with the Easter Bunny or something like that.
Yeah, the Easter Bunny's bigger than he is.
Right. Yeah, that's why he wanted his photo taken with him, because you know.
Right.
He wants that popularity.
Where's the big Easter Bunny? Oh, well, who knows?
And then the Easter Bunny was actually at the podium.
Yes.
Right? In the White House press briefing room. I don't know.
Well, I don't
know. Come on, Easter Bunny.
I don't either. The Easter Bunny's we got to pick much better characters to be with.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Well, we're getting ready to take a break, getting ready to come back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren, of course, is with us. Six nights a week, and we do this on a regular feature the first couple hours of the program. So, Kyle, you hang on. Folks are coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch on a Tuesday morning. And that means get ready for Mission Barbecue. We'll be there 11:30 to 1:30.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
That is Don Henley. Dirty Laundry is the name of the song. Kyle, when was that song done?
Yeah, that's off of I Can't Stand Still, and that's going to be early 80s, that's for sure. I think maybe 1981, 82, maybe somewhere in there. That released August 1982, that's right. And that track is on that album, and I'll tell you, if you want to hear some great sort of Don Henley almost country-type music, like early country, that's a great album. So definitely you could check it out. It's called I Can't Stand Still is the name of the album.
Okay. Well, take it away. Tell me what's going on out west.
All right, well, we're going to start in the professor's backyard tonight, Captain, this hour, because from Seal Beach and a little bit inland, by the way, all the way down the coast to San Diego, we have a dense fog advisory here in Southern California. So definitely if you're trucking through this area, along Interstate 5, for example, on your way to San Diego or coming up from San Diego, watch out. You're going to be having a dense fog advisory going on. So that's going to, as I said, travel a little bit far. Goes a little bit inland as well. Not super far, but far enough to affect you if you're in that area. We continue with aerial flood watches in the state of Nevada, central and northern Nevada. This one, I-80, Winnemucca, towards the border with Utah. Again, this is going to be the same story up in northern Utah, where you have warmer temperatures that can cause some snow melt, a lot of snow melt, which could cause some flooding in those areas. So you definitely want to be careful with that. Again, this is also happening up in northern Montana as well. We also have some wind advisories covering Helena, Butte, Bozeman, and then also it looks like over not quite towards Billings now. So you should be good there in terms of wind. But we've also got, of course, rain right now, Seattle, Portland, down to, and then it's a clear until you get to about Redding, California, in Northern California along Interstate 5, but I-84 and I-90 covered in rain if you're coming out of Portland or Seattle on your way towards Idaho. Be careful out there.
Well, I-29 north-south from Fargo all the way to the Canadian border, you're going to have rain, which is not going to help things up there. For the snow that's on the ground, it's going to melt it up there, and then you're going to have some possible flooding. Wisconsin, same thing there, going across I-94 north up towards Duluth and up into the peninsula of the upper peninsula of Michigan. You are definitely going to have water, flooding, rain, the whole nine yards. Moving on down into South Dakota, I-90, South Dakota coming across, it's going to be very dry. The winds will be blowing, but it's going to be very dry there for you today. And then moving on down below to Nebraska, again, going to be dry in Nebraska. And we have a fog warning in the southeastern corner of Nebraska and the northeastern corner of Kansas tonight, which means that if you're coming out of Kansas, you're going to have the dreaded fog machine for about an hour, hour and a half until you get out of it there around Kansas City. And then taking a look at the Mid-East, starting with South Carolina, the mountains of South Carolina, Columbia West, and Virginia, North Carolina. We've got a frost warning there tonight for the almost the entire state, by the way, of North Carolina, right all the way to the ocean. And then we're going to have some fire threats. Get this, up the East Coast, Jersey and Long Island. And the big city, and southeastern New York, and Connecticut, and the bottom part of Massachusetts tonight. We have a fire threat advisory up there, so be careful and try not to throw any lit cigarettes out the window if you possibly can. You don't need to have that problem going on up there tonight with everything else going on. So, Kyle, tell us how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And, of course, we hear you six nights a week here in the program, and very happy to have you along as a member of the team, and look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Thank you very much, Captain. Yes, looking forward to tomorrow.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and don't forget, right here on this program, it's all about we the people. We the people. We work for us, and these people that we elect work for us, too. We just need to remind them. Okay, let's go over here and pick up Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Let me see here. Where are you? There you are right there. So, good morning to you.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and it looks like as if we've got somebody going to be doing some extra work. Gavin Newsom trying very hard to make a difference in the red states, and we just, I don't know if we started the rumor or what we did, but Kamala is trying desperately to remain somehow or another in the game.
Okay.
I don't know how, do you?
Well, you know, maybe Newsom's making these tours, this is red adventure, if you will.
Yeah.
Because maybe they decide they want to put Newsom in there instead of Kamala if Biden announces his reelection bid.
The word is, the key word is if.
Yeah, who knows?
Well, I don't. You don't.
I don't either.
Nope. So we're just sitting here waiting to see what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's all we can do.
Now, Newsom, he would jump at the opportunity to run for president, I'm sure.
I have no idea.
Yeah, well, he's doing everything but hanging up a road sign saying, "Here I am, come vote for me, I'm the best."
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so we'll just shut that door because Newsom is another disease with a new name for it, I guess, right?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well, Governor Abbott has announced that he is going to pardon the Army sergeant convicted of murdering the BLM rioter who had a AK-47 stuck in his face.
I think in the state of Texas, they have to kind of go through a different procedure, and that is to go through the board first to do, you know, look at all the evidence in the investigation to determine if, you know, what was in trial and what was not in trial.
They do.
What was, and then he can make a decision to give him a pardon.
Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after the top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.